It's time for another edition of The Morning Juice here on KKOJ. I'm Captain Cross, and I am joined on this day by Caitlin Kruger, Jackson County 4-H Extension Educator. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kempson.
Part of the reason we're talking today is because National 4-H Week is coming up, but that's in October. School year just got started up again. So what does Jackson County 4-H have going on, kind of in general, even year-round?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as you mentioned, school's just starting and October's coming up with National 4-H Week. National 4-H Week is actually October 7th through the 12th. Here in Minnesota 4-H in general, our fiscal year starts October and goes through September. So this is kind of our ramping up, recruit, get new members. And so October 1st is the actual first official date in which members, if you are a current member, you can re-enroll. Or if you want to be new to 4-H, you can also enroll then. But as the 4-H year progresses, there's different things that happen. 4-H clubs meet once monthly, usually. We have 7 4-H clubs here in Jackson County. And then throughout the year, we have different events. So in November, we have an awards banquet where we give out awards from various different areas that our 4-H'ers participate in during the fair, and they get their awards. Or we also recognize some of our volunteers, our members who have gone above and beyond with their dedication to the 4-H program here in Jackson County. Right around November, December timeframe, we are at the Holiday Fest here in Jackson, providing kits and activities for families and the youth to participate in. When we get into that springtime part of 4-H, you'll see an increase of activities for youth to participate in exploring project areas, whether it be animal science or our general projects such as photography, STEM, robotics, arts, crafts, gardening. So spring is kind of that time in which I try my best to like provide activities for kids to get involved in.
Because 4-H is not just with the animals, especially if you go to the county fair, you see 4-H associated maybe with the animals, but you also see it associated with a lot of the still exhibits and things like that. And, you know, I remember when I was growing up, I was in like a baking group and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so there's is a very wide variety of just a well-rounded offering of programs for 4-H.
Yes. I mean, at this county fair this past time, a number of exhibits in photography, as well as food preservation and food and nutrition. We also have a group of kiddos that participate in clothing. So they purchase clothing where they buy an outfit and they talk on why they picked that outfit that they purchased, as well as a fashion review. So they model that outfit. We also have different areas of food review. So this is when a youth puts together a table play setting and comes up with a meal and presents to the judge, you know, what this play setting is, the meal options that they're coinciding with that theme of the play setting. If you can kind of think of any hobby activity that you as a volunteer, as an adult would like to help out with, or even a youth that they're interested in, there's a place for them in 4-H.
And one of the things that is getting started, really getting rolling in the fall is shooting sports. And so I know early on this week, there's some information getting out there about that. And then there's also, especially in the fall, would probably be one of the times, fall and spring, where gardening is something that is top of the mind. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that's going on here in the middle of the week, especially. There's something going on there.
Yes. So Wednesday this week, September 18th, we have a Master Gardener informational meeting. And so that really isn't tied necessarily with 4-H, but it is part of that extension program. As part of University of Minnesota Extension, the Master Gardener program is a very big piece of that, in which community individuals can apply to become a Master Gardener. Our applications are due October 1st. And once you are accepted, you take a online course that helps certify you and helps you become a Master Gardener. And then after that, it is recommended that these Master Gardeners serve their community in different ways in order to obtain their volunteer hours. They need 50 volunteer hours, but throughout that course, they're learning about different skills, tools that they might need to become a better Master Gardener, and then take that knowledge and share it with the community members. For Wednesday's meeting, we do have 2 Master Gardeners, one from Martin County and one from Murray County, joining us, so that if there's any questions of our participants, those Master Gardeners can answer those questions. Hopefully this conversation will lead to a Jackson County Master Gardener group, because we currently do not have a Master Gardener group here in Jackson County.
You mentioned October 1st in that answer, and that is a notable date for sure, because that's when the enrollment opens, right?
Yes. So that is when 4-H enrollment opens. This means 4-H'ers are encouraged to go on to 4-H online. And they basically say, yep, we are intending to participate in 4-H again this year if they've already been a member. Or if you are a new member, you create your own profile. And this enrolls you in 4-H and offers a chance to sign up for different 4-H events within not only Jackson County, but the region. We are in the Southwest region of Minnesota 4-H, but also statewide events too. So it's kind of the one-stop hub for any one of our 4-H members. Is when they enroll through 4-H online, they get all the information then from Minnesota 4-H.
So that's a snapshot of stuff that's going on right now and kind of an overview as well of the kind of day-to-day and even year-round, because it is truly year-round. It's a well-rounded program where you can develop yourself well. That's something that I found, especially in my experience.
Yes. Yep. So we are a youth development organization in which we really focus on taking the skills and interest, or we like to call sparks that youth have, and developing those youth sparks into something that, you know, later on as adults, using that in their day-to-day life. So for example, I was also in 4-H growing up, and one of my sparks or interests was teaching and working with youth. I was a babysitter. I was the oldest of my siblings. So a lot of what I did in 4-H was leadership roles. So like I was the club president, or I helped, you know, with the Clover Bud activities. And all those sparks and all those instances of me participating in those things in 4-H led me to look into a career of youth development and education. And I actually majored in elementary education and was a teacher for 5 years. And 4-H has always been near and dear. So then I found myself back in the 4-H realm. But if it wasn't for those opportunities in 4-H of working with kids and leading, I don't think I would be the person who I was today. So yeah, I feel like when it comes to 4-H and being all year, we have various opportunities for adults to get involved and help create connections with our youth, whether it be volunteering or offering workshops. And we also have different programs for our youth to become involved. I'm also trying to work out partnerships with different aspects of Jackson County, whether it be the library or the Prairie Ecology Bus or some of the after-school programs, in which we can get more programs that are 4-H related into the schedules of our kids.
I think we've covered the personal development part pretty well, and it sounds like we both benefited from that. I'm not a professional baker, but I mean, but it is something that helped develop me during my upbringing, and it sounds like it did for you too. So if anybody has any interest, what are some of the resources? Where can they go to potentially find out more information?
The biggest place that I would like to send people is our extension website, and you can find that at z.umn.edu/Jackson County 4-H. That'll take you to the direct website for Jackson County. If you are interested at all in the Master Gardener program, I'm going to direct them to the z.umn.edu/mnmastergardenerinfo. That'll take you to the overall page of anything and everything related to Master Gardeners. And then if you are interested in learning about shooting sports. So this shooting sports program, I guess we had it in years past before I started in this position. It kind of fills it away. So now there's been some more interest. We are looking at whether or not Jackson County should start their own program, or if we should join with Martin County, because they currently have a shooting sports and wildlife program. But more information for that particular program could be found at z.umn.edu/4-H/shooting-sports-wildlife.
Thank you for all of that information about what's going on with Jackson County 4-H.
Yes, thank you.
That's Extension Educator Caitlin Kruger on this edition of The Morning Juice. Thank you out there for listening on KKOJ.